Good day, Stokey family. How's everyone? It's been such a long time since we've seen each other face to face, but I'm hoping that will soon come to an end. For our midweek devotion, we're going to focus on God's wonder when life feels boring. When life feels boring, you can and should do something about it. Don't let your life shrink down to anything less than the wonderful adventure God intends it to be. Here are some ways to stay awake to God's exciting wonder when you're bored. I'll briefly highlight 5 ways. Firstly, pray. Talk to God. Rather than approaching prayer as a boring ritual, we should approach it as a privileged opportunity to talk with our Heavenly Father. It's not necessary to have a special formula for prayer. Whether our prayers are silent or heard by others, we can be creative and show reverence as we speak with God. Secondly, meditate. Listen to God. God has no barriers to loving communication, so you don't need any either. You can meditate anywhere and be in tune with God. What truly counts as prayer is simply focusing our energy on talking with and listening to God. God simply wants you to open your heart to Him while communicating. In Jeremiah 29:13, He promises, and I'll be paraphrasing, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Number 3, take wonder breaks. If you're bogged down with busyness and feeling bored because of it, take a break to intentionally pursue wonder. You may simply take a few minutes to listen to inspiring music. You may choose to play a light-hearted game with the children in your family. Sniff the beautiful scent of a rose, or enjoy standing on the seashore with the waves lashing at your feet. And yes, I am hopeful that one day we will be able to do that. The 4th point is learn something new. Decide to become a lifelong learner. It's a way to discover the wonder around you. Jesus invites you in Matthew 11:29 to learn from Him as you walk with Him through life. His invitation reads, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." And lastly, worship with wonder. We can celebrate God's constant presence around us day by day. Being aware that God is with you is powerful. That awareness will hide any boredom in your life. In John 4:23, Jesus describes what God is looking for in our worship. And it says, "True worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him." Let us enjoy the wonder of being able to connect and to communicate with our Heavenly Father. Shall we pray? We thank you, God, for the freedom of connecting with you. We thank you for your promises over our lives. We accept your love and we give you our lives in holy service to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you.